This city was once a happy, peaceful place. Until one day, a powerful secret criminal organization took over. This vicious syndicate soon had control of the government and even the police force. The city has become a center of violence where no one is safe. They are willing to risk anything, even their lives, on the streets of rage.
I try to not make any noise through your intros, but that one was just...
Yeah. That was bad.
It was hard. That was bad. I think that's a keeper.
This week on It's So Bad, we are talking about Streets of Rage. Welcome, Chris.
Michael, hello.
Matt, hello.
Hello.
Number two. Second Number two, podcast. 2.0. You're a veteran.
Yep.
Oh, and you're also Matt 2.0.
Yes, yes.
I have to remember that.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about Streets of Rage, which is... we're adding to our endless list of games, which is now 63 games long. Where we rank every game ever of all time. Every game. Matt, we're ranking every game. Did you know that?
I've seen the list. I'm very excited.
This is the project.
This is what you signed up for, help us rank every game of all time.
Every game of all time.
Just wait till we do that Angry Birds episode.
So not just good games, not just bad games. I've actually thought about doing an Angry Birds episode.
Well, I always think like we need to hit a mobile game at some point.
Oh, I have a mobile game coming up, and no one will know what it is because I'm doing it with Kim. And I'm going to post it, and... You guys are going to be like, what the fuck is this? it's going to be like a month or two because I'm working through it right now.
Because you have to play it on the toilet. Is that what happens?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Actually, I haven't played it on the toilet because it's such a bad game that I'm like, I would like to do anything else but play this game on the toilet. It's worse than that game.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I don't think it's going to be last on our list, but it is a game.
Okay.
So, this week we're talking about Streets of Rage. We have a couple different Genesis games on our list already. So we have the Night Trap, which was a Sega CD game. We had, what else? We have Pit Fighter, the John Madden Football 93, Super Hang-On. What else do you have for Genesis games? Mortal Kombat, which came out on Genesis, but it was one of a lot of different things. This might be our highest ranked Genesis game. Although I don't know if it'll go above. Listen,
it's a long episode, all right?
Yeah.
Let's not jump the gun here.
So what is Streets of Rage? Matt, do you want to give us an overview?
Well, I read the Wikipedia as well. So they were ex-police officers, according to the wiki. But if you play the game, it doesn't match. You know, they're still police officers, I believe, if you look at the intro.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure.
Potentially.
But yes.
Amid the turmoil, a group of young police officers has sworn to clean up the city.
Yes. See? Yes. So they're still police officers at that point.
That's the lore here is not as tight as Bubble Bobble.
No. So it's they don't ever mention the city. So in...
the name of the syndicate.
No. So it's just a criminal syndicate. Mm-hmm. But it is supposed to be New York inspired. And it's not like Final Fight where it's in Metro City. Metro City is Final Fight, which is where Mike Hagar is the mayor of.
Mm-hmm. Wrestler turned mayor.
Which I think Final Fight has this game on lore, but not on actual gameplay. So this game is a beat 'em up game. Came out around in August of 1991 on the Sega Genesis, developed by Sega, published by Sega, and is much like in your Double Dragons, your River City Ransom, your Final Fight vein. What do you got on this game? What do we want to talk about?
Well, I guess what's our memories, right? Like, I mean, this Streets of Rage 1 is actually not something that I have many memories of. I didn't really play the first one all that much growing up. I played the second one a ton.
Did you play the first one?
I played the second one a ton as well. Like, that was on my rotation of Sega games. Growing up, where I play like that and Maximum Carnage and just kind of Hyperstone Heist.
Ooh, yeah.
Rotate those through and
not Turtles in Time, Hyperstone Heist.
Well, Sega, come on. So,
Yes, I have Hyperstone Heist as well.
Yeah.
I remember this game. The thing that I specifically remember about this back in the day, like two, is more memorable to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the music is better in that game, and it's more like clicks into my head when I think about it, but. the special move when you call the police car, and it's and the the bazooka comes up, and he either has the bazooka or the chain gun, and he blows up all the enemies.
Yeah, I mean,
that's iconic to me, at least. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys play beat 'em ups a lot? I mean, it sounds like you played a lot of beat 'em ups. I did. You mentioned like Maximum. I had Maximum Carnage and stuff too. And,
I had Double Dragon.
Yeah.
I had Double Dragon 2 and a bunch of beat 'em ups for the NES. I had TMNT 3, mm-hmm. not 2, on the NES.
Yeah.
Well, we played through that. Remember that?
Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have Streets of Rage 1. I had 2. I had Maximum. I did like beat 'em ups.
I had Maximum Carnage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think there's like my initial memories of like Streets of Rage 1 is that I didn't feel like, granted, I didn't play it like in the, or like as soon as it came out, I played it like later. And it never stuck out to me much as like a very different beat 'em up, especially like when having already played 2. And I just kind of remember going like, yeah, it's a good game, but nothing about it like really like blew me away all that much.
The enemies are very repetitive. I mean, they are in a lot of beat 'em up games, but they're just, you know, it's the pink mohawk.
Yeah,
you know,
they feel a little
the girl
a
with
little
the whip,
extra.
And then like the karate guys, and then Macho Man comes out of nowhere and kicks the shit out of you randomly.
Macho Man's the best. Yeah. He clotheslines you.
Yep.
Yeah, he's good.
Are we going with him being Macho Man?
No, he's the Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
But it's like, but then like Final Fight has its Andre the Giant knockoff.
Andore.
Yeah. And then, so this is going to have, its own wrestler.
He is Andre though. That's that's Andre, what do you call that? The transliteration from Japanese to English.
Yeah.
So it went once to Japanese and it was Andre, and then in Japanese it became Andore, and then they went back to English and it was Andore.
Yeah. And he's fro Andre.
Yeah.
So he's like kind of like 70s Andre.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And he's in all the games, too.
Yeah, he's like didn't he get ported into Street Fighter at some point?
Maybe.
One of the newer ones? Isn't he like a special
DLC? He could be, because, DLC character, he definitely is, but he looks different. We were playing, he's in the Alpha games, because the Alpha games have Final Fight characters in them.
Okay.
Because we just added Street Fighter Alpha 2 weeks ago to the endless list, and Guy was in that and who else was in it?
Cody? See that?
No, he's in the second one. He's in the background of one of the stages.
Isn't Cody in 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole thing. We were getting into the lore last week. He got arrested for frame for murder, so he's in like prisoner garbs in Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, he's the ball and chain next to him. And just detaches and throws at you, and it comes right back.
But again, we get back into it. Final Fight has deeper lore.
Yeah. I suspect we're going to be comparing Streets. I think it's just natural that we're going to compare Streets of Rage to Final Fight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what years they both came out?
So
this was 91, but
Final Fight came out in like 88 or 89. It was before Streets of Rage.
Was that in the arcade or to the Super Nintendo?
So Super Nintendo didn't come out until
like 90
in Japan, okay. I think. And I think Final Fight came out around the same time as this game and on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
The problem with this Final Fight, this Streets of Rage blows Final Fight for Super Nintendo out of the water, because Final Fight for Super Nintendo was single player.
Right. Yeah.
So just on that alone, these games are much better to play if you have two players.
It controls well. You know, it feels good.
Yeah.
Well, Matt and I played it. we played it the other week. We played it on
Xbox One. Okay. But it was like the arcade 360 version, but I downloaded it on the One because it was backwards compatible.
Okay.
And we both kept accidentally triggering the specials.
Yep.
Nice. I did that too, because on the Genesis even, it's the A button.
Right.
So it's the first button.
It's like,
why
not
would you not make that like the C button, have A and B?
Right, exactly. I think I did it as soon as we started the first level, and I actually thought like the cruiser showing up and shooting the missile was like a cinematic or something.
I was playing
like how quickly it happened.
I was playing with Rick and we beat it. And the first thing I did, I told him, I was like, cause I'd played it a couple times. It's like, A button is special. Whenever I play this game, I always hit it first thing. So the first thing we do when we play a level is he hits the A button.
It's just cause you're walking and like your reflexes to hit that to like jump,
right?
You know? And
But I would say too, you have that special move kind of breaks up the pace of the game a little bit. So like in other games, in the second one, everybody has like a special attack. Like Axel has the swinging fire dragon punch thing.
Yeah. And it's combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I actually prefer that over than having like the one special that clears the screen.
Where the enemies just kind of wig out for a second.
Yeah.
And they move back and forth.
Once that's gone, it's gone. But like in the second one, you can bail out of certain situations quickly without, wasting it away.
Yeah, it's also weird too, because like the way the special move works in the first one is for each life you get one use.
Yes.
And it doesn't stack, so if you lose a life and you lose that one, you're screwed.
Yeah,
you need to use it. And then also after every level you get one, so you have to make sure that you use it before you die. It's very make very economical use of it. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there's only one part in this game where you get a power up that's a police car.
Yeah, I think I remember that when we played through it last weekend.
There's only one. There's there's any hidden.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you meet the guys that juggle, the enemies that juggle.
Yeah.
And you can get like stuck. And I think they didn't want to soft lock you if you got stuck on those guys.
Yeah.
So they gave you a way out of that.
Yeah. I think our strategy was ultimately, as we were playing it through two player, was save them all for the bosses and then like cheese the bosses with them.
So that's interesting, because like I was playing by myself and I find I couldn't do that, cheese them with just playing by myself. So each of the bosses has a particular strategy. So it's not like they're just fuck you up. So the guys with the claws that when you jump at you, or like Wolverine, like fuck weird Wolverine, tall Wolverine, because Wolverine's short. If you jump at him, he'll like go like multiple man and like cruise around. But if you walk up to him and just grab him, then he won't do anything.
Most
of the time.
They all get a quirk.
Yeah.
I still found it to be extremely difficult bosses as the game goes on.
So the two...
Yeah, and that boss that you mentioned just now, like, he's what ended me in the final stage, because, like, I would try to jump at... Or not jump at him, but I would try to, like, grab him, because that worked early in the game, and he would just fuck me up.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And
you can't use the cruiser in that level.
No.
Because they can't fire into the hotel.
They're all the bosses are pretty hard, like the fat guy with the flame.
Yeah. I think that's probably could be the hardest.
So
or at least I had the most.
He's hard for multiple reasons. And what you do is strategy is you get him to run at you and then you walk behind him and then you hit him from behind.
You're right.
But if you grab him and you like awkwardly fumble around and you try to slam him, do a suplex, he fucks you up.
Falls on you.
He falls on you. Yeah. You lose like half your health when you do
that. That's the thing that makes him. That's a frustrating thing about this game. And I think it's not, Streets of Rage is not the only game guilty of this, but it's like beat 'em ups, like their bosses at some point just start doing colossal damage to you. And it's like,
oh yeah.
Well, it's a speed thing too. They're so much faster. Like, you know, when you first fire up Streets of Rage and it goes over like, you know, speed, you know, Adam, his speed is A and his strength is B and whatever else. Right. It's like, but then like all the bosses, it's like A, like they fly at you and you're moving so slow. You can barely catch them.
Yeah, there's one level. I think it's the factory level with the smashers things that come down.
Oh, yeah,
they hit you even though you're nowhere near them.
I remember having a lot of difficulty with that back in the day, and then I played through this time, and I was very like patient with it, and I was like, okay, it wasn't that bad. But
the hit detection is a little suspect.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very suspect.
So that level, they start buffing the bad guys. I think their damage. Because you get hit and it's like a little portion of your life bar. Yeah. And then after that level, for some reason, like whenever you get hit, it's like a massive chunk of health.
It feels frustrating. Yeah. It's one of those things too. Like if you, certain guys, like if they hit you once, like you are kind of stunned in like your damage animation and like they just immediately follow you up like another attack.
Right.
So they get like three or four hits in you in a row.
I really like this game, though. I mean, I'm complaining about minor things because I think this game is
sure,
good.
Yeah.
Just in general, what else we got? So, we didn't mention you can find this game. It was originally on Genesis, but it also came out on Master System, which is funny, and Game Gear. But it didn't have Adam in it. They, for some reason, back in the late '80s, early '90s, they always took out the black guy from all these different video games, like Winston and all the Ghostbusters video games.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's
fucking weird.
That's yeah,
suspect.
That's problematic.
So you can download this on the 3DS. It's available on the Xbox 360, PS3, in the Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection. Mm-hmm. Also available on Sega Genesis Classics for the PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Also on the Genesis Mini as well. So, a lot of things. The series is known as Bare Knuckle in Japan. Did you know that?
I think I had heard that over the years.
So this game is really expensive if you buy it and try to buy a Japanese copy.
Looked really?
It up. Yeah.
I don't know why. Is it different? I mean, usually like there's difficulty tweaks and things like that, but...
No, I don't think it's very much different at all. Mm. It's not like Contra Hardcore where you have a life bar on the Japanese version for some reason instead of one-hit kills.
I was going to say, don't you just get hit once and you die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you know the term belt action game? Have you ever heard the term belt action game?
I have not.
I've heard it in the context of Famicom games or Super Famicom
games, but... So they don't call them beat-em-up games in Japan. And the Capcom fighting beat-em-up collection that came out on the Switch and PS4 recently with Final Fight on it, they called it the belt action collection in Japan. And the reason why that is because they refer to the enemies coming at you and the screen coming at you like a conveyor belt. So they call it a belt action game.
Yeah.
Hmm. Which I thought was funny. This game was like a follow-up to Golden Axe, which was Sega's like original beat-em-up, mm-hmm. which came out in like 88 in the arcades. So this is kind of like a tweak of it. Do you guys ever play Golden Axe?
Oh yeah, definitely.
That was a good game. I enjoyed that.
Absolutely.
I think I don't understand why they went backwards with the specials, because the special attacks in that game are fucking dope.
Yeah,
like the lightning and the thunder and the dragon coming down.
It's kind of like, well, we're talking about like Golden Axe compared to this. Like, it feels like Streets of Rage should have came first, Golden Axe should have came second, and then like in the terms of like progression of tweaks. Gameplay mechanics and stuff like that. I feel like...
Yeah, I don't know. I like the game. I actually like the gameplay in Streets of Rage better than Golden Axe. I think that there's more varied bosses. There's not very many bosses in Golden Axe.
You get a dragon at some point. It's awesome.
You can ride... You have things you can ride in Golden Axe. They have the guy that twists around and like...
Yeah.
Guy that, there's a dragon guy, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think the moment to minute to minute action in the beat 'em up
combat feels very good,
right? In Streets of Rage,
very, very good. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's one of the best strong suits, and also the music.
Yeah.
By the gentleman Yuzo Koshiro.
Music in Streets of Rage. My goodness. Even this morning when I was playing through,
it's like some of the best music in video games.
Yeah, that's the whole franchise.
Right. So
pumping out great tunes.
Yuzo Koshiro also did the music for Revenge of Shinobi, Sonic the Hedgehog, Streets of Rage 2, Beyond Oasis, Shenmue, the Etrian Odyssey series. And he's still making music. ActRaiser he did the music for. But he's like very, very well known for Streets of Rage in particular. Streets of Rage 2 is like the all-time soundtrack for video games. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it so much. This podcast episode will get all of the music will be featured at some point.
Can't wait to hear it.
That's a good game, you know.
I would say also too, you know, the one thing that this game gets right that they kind of lose in the second game, when I'm holding a pipe, I feel like I'm holding a fucking pipe in this game. In the second game, I don't feel like I'm holding a pipe. Like, if you swing the pipe, because we were talking about hitboxes before, and you have the pipe has such a big hitbox that it, or and even the baseball bat, but to like a lesser degree, the pipe will like fuck you. Well, you can fucking kill everybody with that pipe.
There should be like a hack where you have like the Splatterhouse animation where like you hit a guy with the pipe and he just flies to the background and splat.
But yeah, the pipe is like OP as fucking hell.
Yes.
On the flip side, I actually didn't like using the weapons. I think when we played, I often said it was like you can get the pipe or whatever.
Chris didn't touch it.
The way I play, it slows me down too much.
The other things aren't great. The knife is good because you can throw it,
yep,
and you can get people from distance. Pepper spray is good just because it's one use and you just kind of stun them.
Is that what that was? Because I just, when I was hitting people with that today, I'm like, why are they convulsing? And then
I thought it was salt, like wrestling, but it's pepper spray.
Throwing powder in the eyes.
Yeah. So pepper spray, baseball bats, knives, glass bottles that break, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
I mean, when I saw that in 1991, I was like, oh man, this is awesome. This is like immersive. But yeah, the pipes were just ridiculous. If you get to a boss with a pipe, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem. So yeah, the bosses, what do we got? We talked about the fire breathing guy. We talked briefly about Ultimate Warrior. I think he's pretty easy.
You just got to dodge that clothesline.
Yeah, dodge the clothesline.
You Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang, yes. You got the Wolverine guy. The two girls, the twins, that are two no matter if you play it single player or two player.
Yeah.
So the deal with them is one of them you can punch and one of them you have to grapple.
Oh, is that what it was? Because I remember
because they're a pain in the ass, unless you, if you don't know that.
Yeah. I remember we were struggling with that like the other weekend.
And they don't tell you there's no indication that one of them, they're different, that you should approach them differently.
Right.
But yeah, they're difficult. When I first played it by myself, I died at them the second time. But yeah, so there's 8 levels. We mentioned the factory level 2. The second to last level is the elevator level that has to be included in every.
Yeah, I was gonna say every beat 'em up. Every beat 'em up needs 2 things: it needs an elevator level and a boss rush.
And the elevator level it sucks if there's no way for you to throw enemies off, which this game has. So check mark.
That's I was having so much fun with that today, like just suplexing people off the side of the elevator.
Just tossing them.
Yeah, that's
good.
But then you get the boss rush. I'm not a fan of boss rushes.
Yeah, I hate boss rushes. Yeah, but it's pretty common in most beat 'em ups though.
A lot of games do it too.
Yeah.
For some reason, it doesn't bother me in Mega Man when you have to like beat every boss again like towards the end of the game.
I hate that's the quintessential one that I hate. Like this one I didn't mind so much, but that Mega Man boss rush in every game I fucking hate.
Yeah.
But also in this boss rush you lose your special because you're in the penthouse. You can't even like cheat your way through it or like strategize through it. Like you have to.
Even though on the elevator you can call them and they can
scrolls all the way to the right, up, and then
glitched the game when we did it first because it was like, oh my god, it's like flying off screen, like we about to like break like, some boundaries.
It goes down,
here.
It goes to the left.
I do appreciate that attention to the detail though.
Speaking about attention to detail, on that elevator level, you're slowly rising above the city and it's really cool that you can see the skyscrapers going up as you go up in new levels.
Yeah.
That part's pretty cool.
Graphically it's a great looking game stuff.
So graphically, then the final level, you have to do the boss rush, but they also send tables at you. So they throw tables at you.
Randomly.
Yeah.
It's good. It's funny, though, too. Once you get to Mr. X, Mr. X is fucking easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not hard.
Although we didn't get there last weekend, but yeah.
No. Or this morning. I died like the same spot by myself. And I had the game on easy today.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no problem.
Wait,
no,
what happens if you join him?
You have to go back. If you're with 2 players, you have to fight your other guy. And then... if you win, you have to go back to the start of the elevator. And I think if you beat it again, then you become the bad guy.
No, really?
Yeah.
It's kind
of so,
cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so I beat Mr. X. Getting Mr. X, once you get to him, he's pretty fucking easy. Because you can just walk up to him and grapple him and throw him.
Yeah.
So, and he shoots at you, but his windup for shooting, because he has a gun, and he goes across the room, is like so long, he's like... And then he slowly moves across.
That was good for an audio podcast. Yes,
I know.
You just did.
I know. he raises his gun up and then slowly moves it across the screen. So he's pretty. He's pretty. I think he's probably the easiest boss actually. And Boomerang guy's pretty easy.
Yeah,
Boomerang.
But yeah, I think the quintessential thing for you to know about this game going in order to save lives is how to beat the bosses. If you know how to beat the bosses, you can beat this game pretty easily.
Yeah. I think a hard thing with like any beat 'em up game, particularly like Streets of Rage, Final Fight types, is like you got to get really good at like approaching bosses at like an angle.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the harder things to get down in these games.
Also, the toughest enemies in this game are the fucking beginning first enemy that you meet, who are just normal guys with the jean jackets and the red hair. Because they just randomly come up to you and punch you?
Yeah. That's like the sort of stuff that like... That like... Every beat 'em up has them. Like they kind of get like a little frustrating and you just like...
It's like impossible to not get hit when they just decide to do that. Yeah. It sucks.
It's like a little cheap.
Yeah.
And I think the juggling guys too are very on the difficult side.
Yeah, yeah, they can be. Yeah.
The ones that the... Was it? There's two types. They have like blades, and then they have like fires.
Yeah, and there's some that don't have any, and they just kind of sit there like
this. Yeah.
Well, it's, the animation for that is so bad. And then Streets of Rage 2 is like the first like kind of like mini boss,
yeah.
Jack or whatever his name right. is, and like he's like a full, he's juggling the knives. You can see like what he's doing.
Right.
And you just whittle him with a pipe.
Yeah. The difference between this game and the second game is like the second game they like really took time to design those final bosses.
Yeah.
It's like they leveled up because all the bosses are pretty similar or like they're mini bosses to the Streets of Rage 2 guys, but they are look so much better and the stage design looks so much better too. Mm-hmm. There's like more scrolling if you're going down or up or to the side. It's just a better game.
I mean, yeah. this is a really good game that I think is the bones of really great games to come.
Right.
Is where I'm at with it.
Yes. So, speaking of which, this game spawned three sequels. Three sequels. Two, three, and four is coming out soon.
On a limited run, which I'm very excited about.
Are you a limited run guy?
I get the occasional limited run. So the last one I got was Night Trap for the 32 Xbox.
I have that one for PS4.
Yep.
I am not a limited run guy anymore.
No.
I've kind of checked out. Although, the other day, I have Oxenfree, which is like an indie game for Switch. Mm-hmm. I looked up the price of it, and I was like, holy fuck, I should sell this.
Yeah, I think Night Trap is worth like $80 just right off the bat. And yeah. I bought it for $30.
Yeah.
So, yeah, limited run. I haven't bought any limited runs, but Retrobit does. Like, they do like the Metal Storm box.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get that.
That looks good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I played Streets of Rage 4.
You did?
Yeah.
You have an uncle that works at Sega?
No, I waited for an hour to play 20 minutes. Actually, it was like a half an hour of Streets of Rage 4 at PAX last year.
Oh. Yeah, when's it coming out? I can't wait to play it, but it's just, there's no release date in sight.
Isn't it? No.
I think it's quarter two now or something like that.
They just say 2020 on their website. So, I don't know. It felt like Streets of Rage. It sounded like Streets of Rage. The guy who did the music for this is also helping with the music for that. It
has a little bit more of a... Not cel shaded, but more like cartoony aesthetic.
Yes.
Coloring, right.
But color. It
like Double Dragon Neon.
Yeah.
But it 100% feels like a Streets of Rage game in a way that Double Dragon Neon did not feel like a.
No, it did not.
Also, small bit of trivia. Did you know that the people who made Double Dragon Neon, the developers went on to make Shovel Knight?
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, they quit their jobs at the company that made Double Dragon Neon, and they went to make Shovel Knight.
Well, it's like five. That has to be one of the smartest businesses we've made in the past decade.
Yeah, so, I mean, they were like, I just was reading the story about that, and it sounded crazy. But they've made, like, tons of money.
Yeah. Shovel Knight 5 years old yet?
It is.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Mm. We should do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Streets of Rage 4 coming soon. We don't know yet what it is, but I really like that they made Axel into the fat old man, Axel. That's pretty cool. That's and he's got like touch. A beard. It's good. Yeah, so it's pretty dope. They were supposed to make, so Fighting Force. Did you guys ever play Fighting Force for the PS1 or the N64? It's like a 3D brawler.
I feel like I did.
I think I did. A long, long, long time.
So originally that was developed for the Saturn. It was supposed to be Streets of Rage 4, but they lost the licensing and they just made it Fighting Force. Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that.
So this game has a bit of a legacy. People just really like it in general. Okay, here's getting into a bit of our list discussion in terms of ranking. But before we talk about the games that are on our list, do we think this game is better than Final Fight? I would say it's definitely better than the Super Nintendo.
I think it's better.
I don't know about the arcade.
Caveat to that. Have you played Mighty Final Fight on the NES?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That is like one of my favorite beat-em-ups. I have more fun with that than I do with Streets of Rage. But that's like, I think I get, you know, I understand I'm on an island on that one. But like, that's a super fun game.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
You know, it's... It's like the lighthearted beat 'em up. So right. I think it's better than Final Fight.
Have you played Final Fight recently? Have you ever played it?
I've played it, not recently.
Okay. Other Matt 1.0 and I beat Final Fight like a couple months ago. So I have it in my mind still. I like the thing about Streets of Rage is they don't personalize the enemies mm-hmm. in the way that Final Fight did.
It's quirkier and it's brighter.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it is brighter. And I think there's maybe more interesting level design, but some of those bosses are fucking cheap as hell. The
guy in the
wrestling ring?
Yeah, the samurai guy.
He goes on to be in Street Fighter Alpha. He's in Street Fighter Alpha.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is. It's not coming to my mind.
Isn't he just like Katana? Like, I think it's like something just like very basic.
You're going to make me look this up, aren't you? Sodom. That's his name.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Sodom. Is that what he is in the Super Nintendo game?
Yeah, it's Sodom.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So Sodom, he is a mainstay now in the Street Fighter stuff.
Yeah, he's like the shittiest part of that game.
Yeah, he is. That's what I was immediately... When I said that there's some bosses that are cheaper, I thought about Sodom.
Yeah, great. You have decided to latch on to the most frustrating part of your otherwise good game.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That game's cool, too, with the death animation. Yeah. When you want to continue, he's like blowing
up. You're going to blow out the dynamite, and then like the knife just comes down and chops out the dynamite stick.
Yeah, it's good.
But no, I think Streets of Rage is
minute to minute, it's a better game. Yeah. In the second one, they do add those... the character names. So when you beat up guys, you see like their life bar and how much life they have, which makes it a better game. But I do think Streets of Rage is a better game. Do you think that Streets of Rage is a better game than Double Dragon or Double Dragon 2?
Yes.
Actually, it's interesting. I played Double Dragon 2 last night. I
think it's a better game than Double Dragon.
I think it's a better game than Double Dragon. But Double Dragon 2 is a lot of fun.
How far did you get in it?
Last level.
You did?
Yeah.
When you were doing platforming? Because that platforming shit sucks.
It
sucks,
yeah. Yeah, it does.
Especially when you have two players.
I was playing with somebody else. Okay. That's kind of what kind of
that and, like, us. The falling spikes that can smoosh you in some levels?
Yeah, that didn't bother me too much.
Yeah.
But it's a really fun game.
It is a fun game.
And I feel like... deeper is not the right word, but, like, I felt like it's a little bit, I don't know the right word would be. I felt it's a little bit more dynamic than Streets of Rage. I feel like Streets of Rage is like a very straightforward, you're doing a really polished beat 'em up.
Right.
And
it does one thing really well.
Yeah. And I feel like the Double Dragon 2 is a little bit more varied in a way.
Yeah. I think there's more moves in that game too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. There's like a,
you get that like little spin knee, jumping knee dive. Yeah.
The spin kick thing. The
there's like a lot of like. Like, in Streets of Rage, like, there's not, like, so much timing-based moves, whereas in Double Dragon, it's, like, you can, like, some of the moves are difficult to pull off, and if you botch it, like, it's, like, high risk, high reward. I kind of like that aspect to it.
Now we get into the ranking discussion. So we have 63 games on our list. It goes from Super Mario 64 all the way down to Jurassic Park Trespasser at number 63. Again, we are ranking every game in a very scientific manner as to if it holds up, its influence, the graphics of its time period, its sound, everything. We took a holistic view of the video game, and we put it onto our rankings, and we are ranking good, bad, otherwise every game onto our list. And so Matt 1.0, who played this game, who's not here today, he says this is a top 18 game on our list. And you immediately laughed at that, like, you don't Matt 1.0's opinion seriously.
I more just laughed at the whole he's not here, but
he's trying
to... But sent his opinion along anyway.
I think that's the first time anybody's ever done that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So...
Hey, get better. Feel better, man. I know you're under the weather.
So where does this go? Hopefully he's not under weather when we post this podcast, because that would be bad news. Which is going to be in 2 weeks.
I hope you got better.
So for me, in terms of where I think this could potentially go, I would say it's probably definitely better. Probably definitely. Yes, that's a good thing to say. I would put it ahead of River City Ransom, definitely.
I really would beat him up.
I agree. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I would agree.
Is that the only other beat-em-up on our list?
I was just looking.
We just need to add more beat-em-ups, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's a better game than River City Ransom.
That's it. Maximum Carnage is happening.
oh, man.
No. That game's really tough. It's tough as shit. It's hard.
I beat it.
Yeah, I beat that game a bunch of times. Yeah, definitely better than River City Ransom. Yeah. Bubble, God of War, Bayonetta. Well, again, I haven't played Bayonetta.
I would put it like DuckTales. Like, I'm looking at similar generation stuff, and I like this game better than I like DuckTales. I think it's a better experience. What are your thoughts? Do you go above DuckTales?
Well, I'll tell you where my ceiling is, and I'll work back. Okay. It's not better than Arkham Asylum.
No.
No, I think Arkham Asylum's probably a more full experience, and even if you take it out of the time context of where it was, I just think it's even influential.
Yeah. I mean, if we were talking Streets of Rage 2, I would be going a lot higher, but I think where we're at, you know, I think comparing it to like Mortal Kombat, right? Mortal Kombat's an important, iconic game.
But I think Streets of Rage is a better game than Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I think Mortal Kombat's a little high at 21.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, right, Mortal Kombat 2 probably goes higher.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would not be opposed. And I think it's a better game than Dragon Warrior, and even though it's nowhere near as
influential. This is like literally three games in a row. Like, so Batman, Arkham Asylum, Mortal Kombat, Dragon Warrior, that are like the beginnings of great franchises.
Right.
Just like how this game is. And I feel like that's a really good place to kind of, for it to land, I feel like.
I agree.
Do you want to put it at our new number 21? Matt is nodding yes.
I am nodding. I think that's a good spot for sure. Although, you know my argument with God of War, but that's okay.
I think I also think that like if you put it in context, right? Do you think 2 or 3 would, I don't think 3, but 2 would probably go higher than God of War?
Streets of Rage 2.
You have me there, sir. That's correct.
And then God of War, I haven't played it yet, but I've heard very good things about God of War 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which would go somewhere in there as well.
Yes.
So if when we do this list, we really think about, like, it's not just what games are on there, but what games are going to be on there. Mm-hmm. So, like, it might seem like it's low, but in the future we might add a God of War that's higher. So I do think that, I think putting Streets of Rage at 21 is a good move.
Yeah. And, you know, for your God of War stuff, we actually have a reshuffle episode where we re-rank some games in the list.
It's coming up. It's only, it's in May. Yeah. It's our annual.
Nice.
We all pick a couple games to that we feel like they should be elsewhere on the list, and we adjust the list. So.
Yeah, we get everybody to come, and we all have beers, and it's like 3 hours long.
Nice.
That's what we did last year, at least. Hopefully it'll be shorter this year.
But we also did Super Mario 64 last year, too. Yeah, we did the same day. Yeah, oh, boy, that was a marathon.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to add another big game at the second birthday.
Yeah.
The podcast. But yes, we have a new number 21. It is a Sega Genesis exclusive, Streets of Rage. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
Thank you.
Anytime.
You can find the list on our Medium page. It's linked in the podcast description on there. You can find the complete list. At It's So Bad Pod on Twitter is the Twitter. It'ssobadpod@gmail.com is the email address for all your questions, comments, and concerns. And we'll be back next week.